This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't really understand. This is normally where we hear the Katie Couric message of the day. I've been told this is a special 420 message.
Oh, good.
Whatever that means.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Okay. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong. That's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
What?
I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
I love that. It's a one-way trip to Fist City. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Man, this is shenanigans, foolishness.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child. I'm Mickey Mouse. My bananas caught him up skinny all night.
How about another one?
And you know who else is here next to me? It's French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
Hi, everybody. I'm French Gourmet. Yeah. This show is about how to cook, how to make bananas into small pieces for the jello.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Experts at doing the toilet facility. Oh. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There's that word again, toilet.
Churlet.
And when I was just in the bathroom saying, touch the sky. Meow, meow, meow. I was reflecting on a comment made by me.
That sounded funny.
We all do that.
The company didn't stand behind Opie and Anthony when they got fired.
No, no.
So I guess those were not the good old days,
right?
When the company stood behind talent, because they got fired for the Sex and the Church thing, all of the managers and everybody and the salespeople, they all knew that this thing was going on,
right?
So I think we said at the time that they shouldn't have been fired. So those were not the good old days. When exactly were the good old days when the management stood behind talent, or was that something now that we've made up?
We've made it up.
So they never really stood behind
never were
the talent.
No. And in fact, that can move into TV and movies as well. The suits never stand behind the talent. It's just not done. That's why they're suits and we're, you know, on the other side.
But didn't
that's just the way it goes.
Didn't Infinity Broadcasting, our old company, didn't that used to kind of be the credo that they stood behind the talent and
they hired
you to say pretty much anything you wanted within the FCC guidelines, and if you didn't break an FCC rule,
you were fine.
They'd stand behind you all the way.
And they fought the FCC more in those days as well. They've backed off of that now.
Well, they fought the FCC for Howard.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah. Not for you guys ever?
No.
That you can remember?
No. Those would.
I just thought I'd ask.
I believe
they've done nice things for us.
Yes.
They've actually helped us out in certain scrapes that we've gotten into.
Well, yeah. There you go.
But nothing really, you know, on a national level.
Yeah, well, we've never gotten in really big trouble, though.
No, we haven't.
National level,
gosh,
we
should aspire to that.
But when we, but when
to get in some big national trouble, but you know, you
no, we did get in.
You
got to
have a big national show though to get in big national trouble.
We got in big national trouble when we got suspended.
Yeah, but that was only because, but that was only national because, well, it was only national to the people who were involved. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you mean the people that could listen.
No, what I mean is the only really people who knew what hot water we were in were Mel Karmazin, the president of the company, you and me, and whoever those people before Congress was.
Was he the head of the company?
Yes.
When we got our little suspension?
Do you remember when the Janet Jackson thing came down?
Yeah.
Mel was,
I don't know if we were on with him or not.
Mel was on C-SPAN in front of Congress trying to explain why CBS let the nipples show.
Right.
And then somebody said, hey, what about the fact that on one of your radio stations just yesterday a bad word got through? Mm-hmm. And
oh, that's right. You're right. Good memory. Good memory. That's how it narrows it down for me.
Yeah.
Remember that we were made to listen to that?
Oh, sure.
Hearing? That was painful.
Yeah.
You get a real perspective on Congress and their hearings when you're on the receiving end of it. Oh, you really get to know what they're all about. They're all about making their big, big noise. They really are.
I guess that's when we got in the most national trouble. But like I said, nobody knew about it.
No.
Only we knew about it. Only we got the call later from, you know, New York with Mel and everybody else screaming at us going, you know, hey, you stupid dicks. You know, we're in front of Congress and we're trying to get out of this Janet Jackson thing. And all they want to ask us about why a bad word got through in your radio show. You stupid dicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But.
That was a time when I felt particularly close to management.
Otherwise, things were fine.
I truly did. And when we went to that little meeting, I felt even closer when they were explaining the rules to us.
Oh, the new standards?
Yeah.
On K Street, with the
Visa card machine.
I remember.
Hi.
Yeah, that's where they said we couldn't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They did, and we asked for a specific set of guidelines, and they weren't forthcoming.
They didn't have them ready.
Oh, now it's kind of the way it used to be. Uh-huh. We're doing the show, and we're doing the best we can, which is why, like, when an IMUS thing comes up, we do have to ask, where are the parameters?
Because, and they won't tell us.
Because the deal now, we don't even bother asking our bosses, because they're not going to say anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And that's one other perception, as long as we're talking about radio, that you hear all the time. And I don't mean to stand up for management, but you hear they hire you to say things and they push you to say things. And then when you say things, they don't stand behind you. I mean, that's kind of true. The part that's not true is no one has ever stood behind us and said, hey, guys, that show you did today,
mm-hmm.
you know, you didn't insult enough people.
They don't push us.
You know, they don't push you.
It's a quiet understanding is what it is.
They just let you do what you do until you get your D caught somewhere.
And then they really disown you. I mean, they have nothing to do with you.
Who are you?
That's the way it works.
That's right. Yesterday's garbage.
Well, then that's, you know, as long as you understand that, you can deal with it. You know, that they're all duplicitous.
They're all rude little pigs.
They're very rude little pigs.
That's right.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I had to leave this message for the outgoing president of our company.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
He didn't care, did he?
No, he didn't.
He was too busy going to his next job. Whatever that might be.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there. Hello, what's happening?
I wanted to know if you guys were aware on the live stream,
Are you wearing patchouli oil right now?
No, I'm not.
All right, that's just
But joking. I am in California.
Oh. You are in California. Are you wearing like one of those big tie-dyed skirts?
Big caftan.
Oh, really?
Big caftan.
No.
Caftan.
Are you wearing a bell around your neck?
Rob.
Anyway,
Rob, I love you.
You were talking about the internet tinkle. What about it?
Up until recently, for volunteer.gov, Alec Baldwin had a commercial for them saying that, you know, his religion encouraged them to volunteer. And as a concerned father, he was concerned about the future. And I've been listening today, and they haven't been playing that particular commercial anymore.
That's probably why.
That's
the beginning. It always starts like that mm-hmm. on a website. Then it works its way out.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, you stupid idiot.
What can we do for you?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
It's Don Imus, and I've had it with you.
Bye.
He's good, isn't he?
Thanks, Rich. A little check it in before his big gig tomorrow.
Come up to Canada and see me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I need to beg for Buzz's forgiveness.
What have you done to offend me?
Why?
How have you smited me?
I called earlier to talk about Alec Baldwin, and I was a rude, rude little piggy, and I did not tell him happy 420. I forgot.
That's very kind of you to call.
Jesus, will you women stop fawning all over him, for God's sake?
Don't stop, women. Don't stop.
Stop, you know, they're preening.
On his big green day.
You know, very
big Marijuana Day.
Very what? Soon he's going to be getting out his afro pick again. You know, his hair is growing out again.
I thought it was Earth Day.
And he's going to start doing that thing again with his afro pick.
Have you ever thought about growing it, like really, really growing it?
Like
in the old days, like that picture we have up on the wall?
Not since, but there was a time I had the big afro, sure.
I'd like to see that again.
Like Chris Sly.
You really don't want to see that, but I do have pictures.
Chris, Bosa's the type of, as he gets older, Bosa would be one of those older guys that would grow a ponytail if he had that kind of hair. You know, he'd have the ponytail in the back. I could see him with the sandals, you know, the big like Filipino shirt that he wears.
Almost like the type of shirt, I know we've discussed it before, a pottery shirt, the type of shirt like the Picard would wear if he went on holiday on Star Trek.
Have you been
looking
in my closet again?
It's some kind of wedding shirt. Isn't it called some kind of wedding shirt?
It's called a Mexican wedding shirt.
Wedding shirt.
That's right. I have that.
And not a real ponytail. Oh. Buzz would have the kind of ponytail that Jack Nicholson had Witches of Eastwick.
Hold on. Mexican ponytail. Let me just get this out or I'm going to forget this.
Okay.
This happened like last week or at the beginning of the week. Okay. Told you over the weekend when Jan and I were sick, there was a problem. The furnace broke twice, and when we had that deluge of rain,
right.
We had like 8 gigantic leaks in the roof. So
it was like a 1-2 punch.
Guy comes out on Monday. I'll give you the shortest possible version of this. We have had so many people coming to the house in the last week. We've had the guy coming, the exterminator, because we've got a problem with mice. We've got a problem with ants. We have a problem with carpenter bees. Mm-hmm. The furnace people have been out there. The air conditioning people have been out there.
The
roof people have been out there.
Has the bathtub fallen through the floor yet?
No, it's not, Mike. It's not quite Money Pit yet.
Good.
Not yet.
That would be your reaction. The carpenter ants.
So, Janet has dealt with most of this. The one part of this that I handled was on Monday, when I was just getting over not feeling great, and I was pissed about all these things wrong with the house, the guy that we called about the roof comes out. Now he's a guy who spoke limited English.
Okay.
So I'm doing the best I can with this chap.
And this is your roof we're talking about. Fix the roof with the holes in
it. Yes, we're walking around the house. We're seeing there's a wet spot up there.
Mm-hmm.
A wet spot up there. And he gets up on a ladder, and he gets up on the roof, and he comes down, and he says, as far as I can tell, all this chap says is there is a leak we can fix. And I said, great. He said, okay, mañana. That means tomorrow.
Yes.
See? I speak.
Very good.
I speak the language.
Yes. You're fluent. You're conversational.
This all happened so fast. The very next day, what's today, Friday? Yeah. Tuesday morning, truck pulls up, and I assume it's just one of the many people that are coming out to fix the our Adams family house, and it's a guy from the same company as the other guy. I say, oh, the roof guy, I got this handled.
How's his English?
Now, this guy speaks perfect English.
Okay.
He says, how you doing? I say, very well. He says, well, let me take a look at the property. So he starts looking, and he goes, pretty much as I saw. Here you go. Here's the work order. I need you to sign this. And
with an estimate?
Yeah. Guess. I defy you to guess. Now don't make it like you're goofy.
I'm not. 20 grand.
You're pretty close.
Oh I just had a roof done.
$22,000.
Good.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. Your whole roof.
That's what I said to the guy. I said, $22,000, and he said, yeah, new roof. Isn't that what you discussed yesterday? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And he said, and this guy wasn't being a dick. He said, well, I've got the work order right here. And I said, I don't see my signature on that anywhere. So
was he with a crew? Or were they all ready to
he was the guy
popping on your roof?
He was the guy. He had a hard hat. He had the ladders on his truck. He was like the first guy coming out to.
It sounds like you need a new roof, though.
I got another opinion.
Okay.
And
they're going to fix it? They're going
to
patch it?
I do not need a new roof. I need to have the leak fixed.
Good. Well, the leak's coming from the roof, right?
It's one leak.
Right? Yes, it is.
When's the last time you had a new roof?
That would be never.
Okay. So since you've been in the house.
That would be never.
Since you've been in the house, you haven't had a new roof.
That's correct. And I had the guy come out who I trust, who has done stuff on the house the whole time that we've lived there and I've owned it, and he came by and he said, no. You've had this problem with the leak before. You just never handled this. Frida always handled this. I'll get the guy out here. And I said, you know, do I need a new roof? And he said, no.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good that you got that guy then.
You know.
It's good you got that guy so you didn't have to pay a new roof.
And I honestly believe that it was truly just the fact that it was the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That this guy that I was speaking with mm-hmm. looked at it and just said to me, you know, meaning, you know.
Well, if you looked at the back of the you have shingles on your roof now, right?
Yeah, and yeah, also what and also the, on the my truck. Inner thigh.
But the shingles that are on your roof now also, you know what they would have been replaced with?
What?
Spanish tile. And that just wouldn't look good on your house. You know it wouldn't be right.
You know. Remember the parade of people out there today?
Yeah.
Because the problem with these mice have driven us crazy. And the thing is, they're mice with attitude. Because we'll be sitting in my cave room
right.
watching TV, and the mouse, one of them, will actually appear. And,
will Rudy be anywhere near her when that happens?
Will Rudy?
You said the mouse will suddenly appear.
Oh, you mean Rudy.
Do you offer her a box of wine?
Not Phyllis Martsky.
Oh, okay. Oh,
an right. actual little mouse.
A real
mouse. Yes, we have real mice in the house.
They're probably getting ready to leave you now because the weather's warming up.
Warm. They're getting ready to leave because we dropped an S-load of poison on them today.
Oh, dear.
Here's the problem with these little effers.
Yeah.
That they got such balls. It's like we've got traps everywhere.
Right.
They've figured out how to eat the peanut butter off the traps, and they actually now stand in the middle of a room. We'll be watching TV, and they're so bold, they like just come out and go, hey, what's happening?
So they don't do that little mad dash across the room?
No.
They'll stop?
So what we did was, over the last, I guess, month, we've killed three of them.
Right.
And the other night we were laying in bed, and Janet said, do you hear that? And I said, what? She said, mute the TV. She's okay. It's like a cardinal sin, mute the TV.
I don't want to.
And I hear.
In the wall?
Yeah. She says, you know what that is? It's those bastard mice. She says, let's do it once and for all. So the guy, we had Dr. Death come out today.
Did you have John Goodman come out, like in Arachnophobia?
The Jack Kevorkian of mice came out today.
There are no spiders here.
And he said, throw all your traps away.
Oh, really?
He said, this problem will be handled.
Okay for the dogs, though? No problem with the dogs?
Doggy's got to stay outside today.
Okay, very good.
So I think I'm okay. I
hope they don't die like somewhere in your house, because you know they can do that. I had one die on a stove one time, and they die and then they rot.
If you're,
and it's terrible. So I hope that they go outside. Don't they like dehydrate them or something like that? They give them something that dries them all up.
I think what he was saying was that pretty much we won't, if all works according to plan, we will see nor smell nor have to take care of any mouse carcass.
Oh, good.
That somehow they will just dissolve.
Was your exterminator wearing all black leather?
Chaps.
Did he look like that guy in Fargo that puts his friend in the wood chipper?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, and where's your friend? Where's the little guy?
Hey, I guess that's your friend back in the wood chipper there.
The little guy.
Why'd you do it?
And Mike, don't forget to buy Guitar Hero this weekend.
Oh, man, you got to, yeah.
Well, I just did remind you.
I know. I'm having one of those times in my life where I'm not remembering stuff. I'll remember. I should see that. You know how I am? When you tell me do that, I should have done it last night. I should have got on my way home. I should have. And maybe I'm gonna. You know, I'm gonna do that tonight.
It'll
I'm
be
gonna
great.
Buy it tonight.
If you got,
I'm gonna buy it up the street.
If you got Guitar Hero, you can practice it over the weekend and like maybe Monday and Tuesday, and then like Wednesday we can bring an Xbox in.
Okay.
And we'll both be at the same lame talent level, except you will have
okay
a leg up because, as you said, you used to be a.
I am a.
You am a. You are a. I'm, you I'm, am a what?
I am a professional musician. Thank you. I have been paid to provide musical services.
You have another appearance coming up soon.
Hello, Don and
That's
Mike.
That's right. I'm a professional singer. I'm not getting paid for that, Buzz.
No, but it's
Don and Mike.
You know, hey, oh, let's tease that. Let's come back with that in a moment. That's a big piece of news.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm a lot nervous.
You're going to be fine.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Alec Baldwin you guys are talking about.
Yes, he's hot as balls. What about him?
He was on the Team America cartoon. He was the leader of the FAG, the Film Actors Guild. And I thought that you guys were talking about him, and you were talking about what he'd been on and things he had done. Some cricket? Yeah. My mom sleeps with Satan.
What about the vagina?
That's a nice thing. I like that. Yeah. Your mom sleeps with Satan.
Worked well.
I have. Happy 420, Buzz.
I made an ass of myself trying to get you a phone to call you at a specific time.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Yeah. That's uncalled.
Is that a 420 sound effect?
Yeah. That is a bong, sir.
What was that?
That is a bong, sir.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
That was for you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Wow, Buzz, a lot of love coming through the radio on 420.
It's my special day.
Thank you, sir.
Sir.
May I have another, sir?
I have a short haircut, sir.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don, you are totally getting lied to by your pest control guy if you won't have to deal with smell or see mice. I've been a pest control tech for 10 years.
Shut. Up. Thank. You.
You know. Okay. He's gone.
No, he's still there.
No, I'm still here.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen as an exterminator?
Oh, probably I was training a new guy in an apartment with just roaches everywhere.
Not a good one.
And I forgot to tell him to open the door and step back, and he was looking up when he opened the door, and they got all in his mouth, down his shirt.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a good story.
Not as good as the one that my guy told me.
What was that, Mike?
The Chinese restaurant.
What was that?
In Florida.
What did he find?
Palmetto bugs, which are basically giant cockroaches.
Right.
And the light.
Yeah, they're called American cockroaches.
And the light was broken down in the basement of this restaurant, and he went downstairs, and when he turned his flashlight on, he shined it on the wall, and the entire wall was moving.
Ooh, in there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty nasty.
Friend, listen, just let you know, we're doing a radio show here. No need for you to jump in and be Superman, okay? I'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
I'll be okay.
And then he hung up.
You know. Dickwad.
Hey, look who's here.
Speaking of dickwads.
Roaches.
How are you doing, Joe?
Joe.
Fine.
Hi, Joe. What's happening?
I had a great icky bug story that you would love.
Okay.
Back when I was a house painter on a crew and we were doing apartments that people had moved out of.
Right.
The worst ones were people that got evicted. And we went in to do this one apartment, and we went to paint the kitchen, and we had to move the refrigerator. And the refrigerator had been unplugged. When we moved it, I pulled open the freezer door, which hadn't had any freeze to it, and there was a hunk of a roast beef in there, and there were maggots crawling like up and down and popping, and flies came flying out. I ran out on the balcony, third floor balcony, and heaved my guts right over the edge.
Joe, that was a good story.
Thank you,
Joe.
Joe
Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen.
Just a bunch of white trash.
I like that.
We have maggots on the line.
I love that.
Joe!
All right, thank you, Joe.
Wonderful.
Kind of saved yourself there.
That was good.
Friday, Joe.
Oh, when we come back. Friday, Joe.
You're right, Buzz.
You know, but it's
he's lucid. He's ready to go. He's totally focused.
Uh-huh. It's Friday 420, Joe.
That's even better. Of course it was a great story.
It's like Joe on steroids.
He was ready to go.
Okay, when we come back, what do we got? Sex poll. Oh, and also news about Mike O'Mara's next professional singing gig.
Yeah. Let's get ready to sell some tickets.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.